Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting the work study session for the council meeting here on August 19th. And we have a work session on the wall that we're building on the Thornton connection there. And we have with us our project manager, Katie Trent.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so kind of what I'm going to do is I'm going to yak for maybe, like talk, not yak. I'm going to talk for about 10 minutes. We're going to go through these slides, kind of go over the process that we went through, talk about the Arts Commission, and then kind of open it up for discussion and questions. So if you bear with me here a little bit, that would be great. So Ferndale Arts Commission was established in 2008, and in recognition that you know, public art is an important thing, and they're an advisory board. And in this instance, they were extremely helpful in being able to pare down the choices, because you know, when you have a whole wad of choices that you put out in front of people, in my mind it's like, oh boy, how are we going to get to the end? And they really went through the information very efficiently. They're a great group. They're very congenial to one another, and they were able to come up with a recommendation rather quickly. So tonight, Barbara Ingram, she's the chair of the Arts Commission, is here in the audience, and is Colleen Harper. My handwriting is terrible. Anyway, she's also here, and they're have agreed to be a resource to kind of go over any sort of questions that you have and describe what kind of process they went through. So just to kind of tell you how we presented this to the Arts Commission, the overpass will include basically four wall faces. You can kind of see it in this rendering. North-south side of the west side of the railroad tracks, and then kind of the northeast-southwest side of the railroad tracks on facing wall on the east side of the railroad tracks. Part of the issue is the wall, although the rendering is, you know, it's like, whoa, there's our bridge. It's a rendering, so it's meant to highlight the features of the bridge and not necessarily reality. So just to bear in mind, before we talked to the Arts Commission, Steph and I, we went out in the car and we took some photos from various locations to see, you know, what are you going to see if you're in a car driving across the bridge. So the first area that we took a look at, we were parked kind of up the hill from Sampson looking to the southeast. And you notice there's trees blocking there. These trees are located in kind of a wetland area that will be protected. Some of the trees will have to go, but not all of them. So the likelihood that those trees will disappear and stay gone in the future is very low because, like I said, it is a wetland area. The second location that we went to was on the south side of the project looking to the northwest. So that's number two. So you're, again, looking at sort of that same wetland area where there's trees kind of obscuring. Next area we went to, we took our lives into our hands and we drove by five, parked off to the side, and took a look. This is if you're north of Thornton Street looking to the southwest. There's some trees blocking there as well. That's private property, so you know, should that property develop, it could be that those trees disappear, but the city doesn't really have any direct control over that. The next area that we looked at, we got on southbound I-5, and this is just a little bit farther north of Thornton, and it's really hard to see, but there is a, if you're driving on the freeway, if you're a passenger in a car driving on the freeway and you're looking for kind of a visual as to where Thornton Street is, because it's hard to see, there's a power line that runs across, and it's south of that portal-way exit. So this area between the two green lines, those trees will actually be removed, and the bridge will, or the approach to the bridge will be able to be seen. As will, if you're directly across from it, you can kind of see here, I don't really have a good way of pointing it out, maybe Kevin can with the mouse. So Thornton Street is right there. In the middle, you can, there's kind of a little hole in the trees that you can see straight up. So the view area is that number five with the green arrow. So if you're looking directly west, that's the side of the bridge approach that you're going to see. So we explained that to the Arts Commission, and at first they were kind of daunted, maybe a little disappointed that it's not more visible, but move forward with the various choices. So basically what city staff is doing is we're going to bid 8 different options, and that is designed, I know everybody wants to jump right into the cost, but we'll get there. We're doing 8 options because we want to provide the most flexibility we can that when bids are open, we will know what, you know, more accurately what the true cost is going to be. So we'll have an option to be able to choose what looks the best and is within the city's budget. So that's what we're doing. Those 8 options include everybody's favorite, the Gabion basket, fractured finish panel, which is kind of looks like a corduroy. There's a standard wash dot panel, geometric panel, custom panel where you can put an image on the panel itself, and then in the shotcrete options, trowel finish shotcrete, which is flat, a flat finish shotcrete, which has a pattern. It's just not very decorative or as decorative as the 8th option, which is a specialized shotcrete. So basically we took the base models out. You're going shopping for a car, you know you can afford a stick shift with an AM radio and maybe, you know, your roll down AC windows. We threw those out because we know that that's what we're going to bid, because those are the least cost options that we know will work. So we put these 5 options in front of the Arts Commission, and they actually did an interesting thing. They decided based on the type of wall, the 8 choices, they made their rankings first and then went back and chose the five options for the washout panel, geometric panel, custom panel, flat finish, and specialized shotcrete after that. It was very, very organized. So again, here's the Arts Commission's recommendations as far as what finish. So their first and most preferred option is the specialized shotcrete in the Ridgefield granite, which is a granite finish. It's a sculpted, probably one of the more expensive options, but it's also very attractive. The second recommendation is a custom panel. We had put a couple of different design ideas in front of the Arts Commission, and they said they preferred a salmon. Nothing's been designed yet. It would have to be finalized later. But basically a salmon panel with a fractured finish in the background. And so I didn't really have an example. I was trying to pull examples off the internet to be able to show you so you have a good idea. I Photoshopped that, but it's not as good as Photoshop. So. The third preference is the geometric panel in the River Cane basket, and that's basically a mock-up from the formliner manufacturer showing that pattern. Their fourth preferred option is the standard wash dot panel. Wash dot has a series of about 8 different panels that are used exclusively throughout the state on projects. They're easy to, the form liners, which is what you put in the forms to get the pattern that you want, are readily available, and contractors are used to working with those. So their fourth preferred option is the wash dot panel in the Cascadian stone. Fifth is the standard fractured finish panel. Again, it's pretty standard. I believe the bridge in Skagit that they just did has a fractured finish base. Looks like corduroy. Number 6 in the commission's ranking is the flat shotcrete option in a random box groove. So basically they shotcrete it on, and then somebody with a trowel, they dig out the grooves, the boxes, or the, it's almost like a wood panel type thing, are different widths. Number seven that the commission recommended is the trowel shotcrete finish, which is just a flat finish. It'll look a lot like, you know, a finished, almost like a wall in your house. And then eighth is, last but not least, Kevin Lessett, but the Gabion basket wall was their last option.
You just swapped the rock out.
Big surprise on that.
So I don't want to get hung up on this, but you guys might have questions, so I figured I'd prepare a slide for it. So we're going to bid these eight options. So everybody wants to know what happens when you put it out to bid and the contract comes back and you can't afford them all. So you can't afford the specialized concrete or shotcrete, it's too expensive, the geometric panels out the window, and the flat finish shotcrete's out the window, because it's just over the city's budget, it puts us out too much. There's actually some very pretty complicated contract language that we're putting into the bid that will allow us to be able to rank the finishes and then choose any one that is within the city's budget. So we're working on that too. So basically, what the city can then do based on the finishes that are within the city's budget, we could choose any one of those. You know, maybe you all of a sudden like Gabion baskets because of the price point. You know, I don't know. Maybe you want to go with a custom panel. But at that point, once the bids are open, we'll have a really good idea of what that true cost is. So I think I'm going to turn it over for questions. I don't know if the Arts Commission ladies would like to stand up and talk. I've also asked Luis with Reichart and Eby to be available in case you have really technical questions, so he can answer those.
So I think we have another Arts Commissioner, Mr. Quigg, who showed up. So Ms. Harper, you want to speak first? Come on, please.
Speak a little bit about the approach that we took. It was pretty pragmatic. We discussed price and those kinds of things and determined that that wasn't really the role of the Art Commission. Our job was to advise on the aesthetic. And so we looked at things from that perspective exclusively with the understanding that all of these options were on the table and that we should look for what's going to fit both with the future budget and look good in the long term. Understanding that there is limited visibility from the freeway, the biggest visibility impact is to the two parcels of land that are yet to be developed there and the Sampson Road property as well. And so we kind of just tried to take into consideration how that would affect the look and feel of the neighborhood. So.
Thank you. Anyone else? Questions, comments? Before I go to council? Okay, council questions. Councilmember Jensen and Councilmember Hansen.
Going back to your slide with just the dollar signs, was that just you putting dollar signs up kind of an approximate?
You can't hold me to it, it's just dollar signs. No, it's just to give you an idea. I mean, really, we don't have enough information. I'm not encouraging anybody to get hung up on the price at this point. What we're trying to do is provide, you know, we're trying to bid enough options so that once we get the numbers in that, you know, you guys feel like you'll have some flexibility in choosing, you know, making a wise choice. Okay, great. We know what the overall budget is, and we know we can afford these three types of finishes, but our risk aversion is high, whatever. Maybe we want not our top option of what we can afford.
Have you ever bid a project with that many options for a contractor to bid?
I have not. I know we've done projects where we've bid, I don't know, three or four different alternates, but I actually asked about that, and I was assured that it's not that big of a deal, because once they figure out what their system is, you know, it's the way projects are bid. You put out the bid, and then the contractor, they start contacting a bunch of subcontractors. So it's the subs that would then provide that information to the main bidder.
Thank you. Councilor Hansen.
So at one point there was a discussion about the possibility of a mural being put on one of the faces or more of the faces of this project. And it looks as though the Art Commission kind of abandoned that idea because most of the top choices would not lend themselves to a mural at all.
Shot into consideration, it kind of came to be a part of our discussion.
Yeah.
And the consensus was that it's an extremely large space and it would be a difficult and cost-prohibitive thing to both do and maintain well.
Okay.
So with that understanding, we lean toward the more textured finish because blank walls have a tendency to invite graffiti.
Right.
And so the more texture that's built into there, whether it's a pattern or a visible stone facing, will be a graffiti.
So in essence, the Arts Commission said probably not going to be a surface for a mural.
If what the council chooses is to do a flat surface, the Arts Commission could then discuss what kind of mural option would work there.
Okay.
But in terms of what's going to work best for the community and what I think is going to, what we thought of the consensus was that it would be a large mural, it would be difficult to maintain. It'd be difficult to land on a design that would be pleasing to everybody that would be visually impacted by it. And so in lieu of that, we just went away from the totally flat wall.
Okay. So, Taylor.
It was my understanding that it was already budgeted for us to do a precast panel. And
that's correct. So our initial estimate, you know, you throw a bunch of numbers together, you add a contingency. And so what our current construction estimate includes is the precast panel option.
So is there a reason why we're wanting to possibly look at a cheaper option?
The reason for the cheaper, well, city staff's risk adverse as well. So, I mean, we do our best to put together a cost estimate knowing what we know. We don't know everything. Know it's very disappointing, but we don't. So we put together our cost estimate, and then when bids come in, we may be off on certain things. So I would hate to put the city in a position where we have a project out to bid, and we assume that we can, we can go forward with the panel, and some other costs come back that are higher than what we expect. Then all of a sudden you got to rebid the project or that sort of thing. And so we're just trying to maintain a high level of flexibility at a pretty relatively small cost. So that was the reason for that.
So do we know what's normal for a wall type, for this type of project?
As far as cost go
in this area? I mean, I kind of look at it as, you know, this is one of the biggest projects the city has ever done. And I want everything to be done first class. And if I was to pick right now, I'd probably pick the custom panel because I want to see it done, you know, I want it to be the best. And I'm just wondering, why would we want to get cheaper options? And is there money that, you know, we need to look at spending elsewhere?
I guess I don't understand.
Is there other things that, you know, forecasted that we need to spend the money on that we're just not talking about yet?
No, because if I knew what that was, I would tell you. So, and Luis, I don't know, can you kind of explain how you put together your estimate? You know, it really depends on the current bidding climate as well. Because sometimes costs can fluctuate just depending on the availability of subcontractors.
Mm-hmm. I'm with R&E, and Katie's correct. We did work with KPFF. We did the structural work, and you can go from a range from about maybe $40-$50 a square foot up to $120 a square foot, and that's where we're, like Katie's saying, we're trying to limit our risk, saying if I bid that $120 a square foot and I got 60,000 square feet, my price is huge now. Instead of just $1 million, I may be at $3 million, and that'll be a big hit. And at that point, if I have one option, we're kind of stuck. So that's why various options gives us some flexibility. Hopefully the bidding climate is good and maybe the one everybody likes has enough money.
I also see that it's on our agenda to determine the wall finish tonight. And if we don't have any of the numbers in front of us, then how should we make that decision?
Yes. So what we're asking for tonight is, and what staff is recommending, is that council take the recommendations from the Art Commission and say, yes, these are the options that we would like to get. In the order in which they recommended them. So that would be the specialized concrete or specialized shotcrete in the particular granite pattern. The second option would be the custom panel with the fish. Third option would be the geometric pattern. We would put all eight of those forward to the bid. So the bidders won't know how to price it unless we say, we want a panel that looks exactly like this, give me a number. We want a shotcrete wall that is sculpted to look exactly like whatever granite that was, just like this, give me a number. And so that's what we're looking for. Confirmation either that you like the Arts Commission's choices for the varieties of finish and in the preferred order that they provided. So, and then that will be put forward to bid. And then once we open the bids, you'll know, okay, for that sculpted shotcrete, it's gonna cost us X number of dollars. For that custom panel, it's gonna cost us that X number of dollars. Maybe the specialized shotcrete comes in a little bit less than the custom panel. We can afford all of them, I don't know. But then once we open the bids, you'll be able to decide definitively, hey, we can go with the Cadillac, the thing that looks the best, we feel, for the community. Knowing what it's going to cost. Does that make sense?
Councilmember.
But doing this also provides us with the flexibility to say, oh, wow, the bid came back $2 million more than we thought. In order to actually make this whole project work, we're going to need to go with the Gaby and Bassett's. That's kind of the whole point of having this whole spectrum of options. Because we don't know for sure until we did the whole project.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. More questions to staff? Councilmember Bishop and Councilmember Jensen.
So once we do this, we're like, for example, with the custom panel, we're saying a salmon. So we're getting bid specifically for that design on the custom panel. We wouldn't have the option to do a fern or something like that. If this is what we put, they're going to do it specific for that design.
That's exactly. We would bid exactly what you're putting forward tonight. So I hate myself for saying this, but once we open bids and you look at it, you're like, ooh, wow, maybe we'll do this slightly different design. You can do whatever you want, but it costs money to do that. So anytime it's a change order, basically, you'd have to work with the contractor to change what you told them to do, and it usually results in a higher cost. So,
do we know what that? Are we just going to say a salmon, or do we know what that would look like?
With the custom panel, basically we would put out there, hey contractor, we want a panel, we want a fractured finish in the background, and we want it to be a salmon. And we want to only, because this is part of the other discussion that the Arts Commission had, is, maybe you're only going to see the top portion of the wall. Don't put a decorative panel on every panel, because there's a lot of panels that make up a wall. So we tell the contractor, hey, we want a specialized panel, we want them every four, and then a three, and then two, and then four, or whatever it is. We'd have to go through a design. They would provide us with, like, well, hey, do you want sockeye salmon? Do you want
I'm just wondering how specific we need to be tonight to say, yeah, move forward with bidding these. Do we need to hash that stuff out now, or is that
if you decide to go with the Arts Commission's recommendation, it could be as simple as, yes, we would like to accept the Arts Commission's recommendation and move forward with these eight. If you don't want to do that, then it would require some rehashing.
So the mayor would want to encourage us to recognize that we do have an Arts Commission to do some of the heavy lifting of these things, spend a lot of time on it. So anyway. Councilmember Jensen.
But it's still an extremely confusing process. I know you were trying to solve council's desires, but you just said earlier that it's easy to bid all options, then we can look at all options. That, you know, you're kind of asking council to make a choice, and I think the Arts Commission is great, but it's pretty easy for them to say, hey, I'd rather have Monet, and I know I'm going to like the Monet if you compare it to Paint by Numbers, but you know, you're looking to go, but the Paint by Numbers may be what you can afford. So I don't understand why we're voting on this now. I just really, it's confusing. When you said it's easy to get 8 bids, and then, I mean, cost is still a factor. I understand your thing, you want the project look, but you also have a responsibility. It's not your wallet, it's the people's wallet that it's coming out of. So I still understand why we have to make a choice tonight. It's confusing to me.
We can resume this later in open session, okay? Can we wrap this up for a little break and come back at 6?